3 months later, when Patricia was wrenched from her apartment by DeFreeze, Bill Harris, and Angela Atwood, she had no idea about their motives. As she lay in silence in the back of the station wagon on February 4th, the shock began to wear off, and her adrenaline rush receded. In the course of the kidnapping, she had been hit in the cheek with a gun butt, and the concrete steps scraped her legs. Her wounds oozed and throbbed as she lay under the blanket. Still dressed only in her bathrobe and underwear, her slippers now gone, she was somehow both cold and hot. Her injuries burned, but she shivered. She murmured a question about what happened to Steve Weed, and DeFreeze growled at her to shut up. Later, she heard DeFreeze say the words for the first time, that she had been taken by the Symbionese Liberation Army. At first, Patricia couldn't place the name. What? Who? Then it hit her. These were the people who killed Marcus Foster. These people were not just kidnappers. They were killers. Her fears redoubled. Beneath the blanket in the back of the station wagon, Patricia had no idea where they were going. Their destination was an SLA safe house in Daly City, a blue-collar suburb of San Francisco. Under normal circumstances, the trip from Berkeley took about 40 minutes. But in planning for the action, the SLA thought that the authorities might be checking the traffic coming off the Bay Bridge, which is the most common route out of Berkeley. So the kidnappers took a long detour south to the less traveled San Mateo Bridge and then drove north to Daly City. The trip dragged on for more than an hour. On the way, DeFreeze's group referred to each other only by code names, and Cinque, DeFreeze, took the lead in establishing discipline. "Shut up or we'll kill you," he shouted from the front passenger seat as soon as they took off. Bill Harris, on the other hand, was impressed with Patricia's composure, especially compared with the panicked reaction of her fiancé, and he wanted to comfort her. Bill was in the back seat, with Patricia curled up and silent behind him. As Cinque bellowed, Bill Harris, Tico, reached under the blanket and held Patricia Hurst's hand. She was threatened and reassured at the same time. The unplanned juxtaposition of terror and kindness in the station wagon would prove typical of Patricia's time in captivity. The SLA comrades lacked the skills, or even the inclination, to attempt anything as ambitious as a brainwashing. Their schizophrenic treatment of Patricia reflected the muddled thinking within the SLA. Literally and figuratively, the comrades didn't know what they were doing. But this non-strategy turned out to be a strategy itself, and so the body and mind of their captive were whipsawed accordingly.